Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode brought to you by the Ritz Hotel. Have you seen the well-to-do up on Lenox Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses up in the air? High hats and narrow collars, white spats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time? Well, if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go to where Harlem Flitz putting on the Ritz?
Hello and welcome to Horror Movie Talk.
An opinionated and accidentally funny horror movie review show. Go, 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 go.
Also review older horror movies, both good and horrible.
Wow, that didn't sound good.
Hey, everybody, I'm Bryce Hansen. I'm a, what am I, a PhD in spoop-had-tology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is off to a good start. And I'm Professor David Day, the foremost expert in scare meow-meows.
So, if you're new to Horror Movie Talk, please consider subscribing to us and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, because that really helps us out and gets us seen in front of more people. We want to call out our ongoing challenge.
Yes.
Ending this month.
Yes.
Called the One Titty Challenge for our sponsor, Manscaped. To enter the One Titty Challenge, you got to take a picture of you and your well-groomed titty with the Manscaped 3.0 in the frame of the shot.
The Lawnmower 3.0.
Lawnmower 3.0.
Yeah.
And post that on social media with the hashtag OneTittyHMT.
That's right.
And you'll enter to win a free Google Home Mini.
And all the stickers I can throw at you.
So, another place to go if you want to get involved or see where we are on social media is go to our website at HorrorMovieTalk.com. And if you really want to get involved, go to our Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/HorrorMovieTalk. And that's where all the conversation is happening. And you'll see why we have just the very best community of any podcast out there.
The amount of interaction that goes on that group is just...
Oh, yay, David! Yay!
It's just through the roof. And it's all interesting stuff. Like, and Angelica recently asked a question, I think it was, what's your favorite quote from a horror movie? And there's like 100 responses. I said anything from American Psycho.
Right. I don't remember any quotes from American Psycho.
Oh, you don't? You don't remember, like, any of them?
Like,
if you don't shut your fucking mouth, I will kill you.
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, so if you want to leave us a voicemail, call 682-253-4468, and you might get heard on the show. We've got a great show today. We're going to be talking about the goopy, legendary 80s film, Society.
Is it legendary?
I don't know.
I hadn't really heard of it.
It's on, like, all the, like, weirdest horror movie lists.
That's so interesting because it's such a normal movie for so much of the movie.
Yeah, when you talk about body horror, it's like top 10.
Unbelievably top 10, yeah. No,
So we'll start out giving a brief review and our score for the movie. We score on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a miserable dredge where it makes you angry, 5 being an average film that hits all the expected marks, and 10 being so good it transcends genre boundaries. After we give our score, we'll get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked and hated about the film. Then later on, we'll be listening to our voicemails with a bit we call horror movie whores. Okay, so again, we watched Society. It can be found on Amazon Prime or Tubi for free and for rent everywhere else.
Tubi.
Here is the trailer.
For Bill Whitney,
I've never been paranoid.
Fear plays a large part in family life.
I feel like something's going to happen. And if I scratch the surface, there'll be something terrible underneath.
He's afraid his sister...
Could you zip me up, Billy?
...is not what she seems.
God, Bill, what's the matter with you?
He thinks his friends are out to get him.
You make waves, Whitney. You're gonna drown.
People are what they are. Now you have to learn to accept that.
He's about to find out the truth.
Why are you guys doing this to me, huh?
Boy, you've been living with these people all your life and you didn't know anything about this?
Is far worse than he could ever imagine.
If you don't follow the rules, Billy, bad things happen.
Didn't you know, Billy Boy? The rich have always sucked off low-class scum like you.
Uh-oh, Billy.
Clarissa? So intense. Now, some people make the rules and some people follow the rules. It's a question of what you're born to.
You never were one of us. You know, you really deserve what's going to happen to you.
I don't think so. Can't you see they're setting you up for something?
You know how I hate to give you drugs.
You're officially dead.
Don't go home, Billy.
No.
Bill Whitney is about to become one.
Showtime, Billy!
With Society.
Who are you?
Let me give you a hand, Bill.
In Beverly Hills, what you fear is only the beginning.
Anything for Society.
Anything for Society. So Society is about 17-year-old Bill Whitney, played by Billy Warlock, who has a sneaking suspicion that something is strange about his upper-class family. Plagued by grotesque visions, he turns to his therapist for answers, but is reassured that he's just hallucinating. His suspicions don't go away, and a series of freak accidents follow him whenever he is getting close to answers. In the end, he gets more society than he bargained for.
Wow!
Society is probably one of the most well-known body horror movies because of the last 30 minutes. If you want goopy 80s body horror, this is your movie. Mm-hmm. But be advised that you can probably skip the first hour.
Yeah, it's the first hour is really a setup to make you to lull you into a false sense of security for the last 25 minutes.
Right.
And then, holy moly, you're going to get mauled.
Yeah, I mean, it's really... You know, it's going for the slow burn. But if you know what's going to come up in the end, you're kind of just waiting for it. You're like, all right, come on, get on with it, or at least give me a taste. So this is a movie that feels like it could have been a short film because of that. And it really, I mean, honestly, you could have just taken the last 30 minutes and made that into a short film.
How dare you?
Well, I don't know.
You're right. But I mean, there's an element of
something is wrong with everything except the way I sing.
See, that's actually true with you because you sing beautifully. If you guys probably don't know this is a piece of trivia that is it goes that
well
gets
not
lost.
If they've listened to our Candyman episode.
Oh yeah, I mean. Bryce is a professionally trained, beautiful singer with beautiful pipes.
All right, moving on. So
he hates to talk about.
Okay. so really, there's nothing going on in the first hour other than a teenager feeling suspicious.
Mm, yeah.
So like the first act is him being like. Totally sus. And then the second act is almost getting answers, but then everyone that has answers gets killed.
Yeah.
And then third act is goop.
Killed or invasion of the body snatchers.
Yeah, like disappeared.
Yeah, disappeared.
Overall, it's goofy and tasteless fun, but I wish there was more to it in that first hour.
There's not a... I mean, it's...
Like, I wish they built some more story into it or yes, more stuff
yes,
happening.
It is primarily a concept that is a concept that's executed really well, which right. is like, lull them in, get them into our trap, make them assume this is just another goofy 80s kind of like thriller with a bunch of kids and then like really want to punch them with disgusting... really horrific visuals.
Yeah. And I guess if you go into it not knowing anything about the movie, you're probably going to have a different experience. It's probably going to be, more engaging the first hour. But I knew what was coming up, and I've seen clips of the end to where I'm like, okay, that's what this movie is about.
Mm.
And so, like, kind of the slow burn and the ambiguity of whether he's hallucinating or not is not there for people that know what's coming. I feel like probably could have done a better job of like setting up to where this could all be just in his head,
Yeah.
I guess they do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like looking back and nothing's there after he sees like a really nasty hallucination.
Right. But there's some through lines that make it undeniably something sus.
Yeah.
Like the mom of the slutty girl.
Yeah.
She's there and she has hair in her mouth or whatever.
Right.
It is, it's like, huh. Well, that's this just confirms everything kind of. Like right. it's just
okay, so I mean I still recommend it, but not like super strongly. I would definitely like 10 out of 10 recommend watching the last 25 minutes. Like, just skip to that.
That's 10 out of 10 for you.
Just for the experience.
Mm.
For watching the whole film, I give it like a 6 out of 10.
Wow. See, now, you divulged a little bit too much before we started recording and mentioned that you got
real
tired.
Well, yeah. I mean, my experience was, okay, so I don't have the greatest track record of staying awake through some of these movies when I'm watching them at night. I try to, counteract that. So I was watching this on Thursday night and I was tired, got through the first hour. And by then I was like pretty unengaged and like actually starting to fall asleep by the time the fun happens. Uh-huh. And so it's like got this horrific and crazy, like bonkers body horror happening. I'm like,
see, so
I'm like, I realize like I need to, this is the part that I actually have to pay attention to. And so I just went to bed and then finished it the next day.
Okay.
So I don't want to 100% blame the movie for putting me to sleep,
yeah,
but it is a little to blame.
We had inverse experiences watching this movie. Totally inverse. 100%. Very. Mm. Okay. So I started watching this movie yesterday morning before the kids woke up. And so I got through most of the intro. Like I got 55 minutes or so through. Through the story of the movie. And then I got real high. and yesterday evening I finished the movie while screaming, high. And I was like, what the fuck? This is so crazy. Like, now I know. What are you going to say? Go ahead.
Wasn't on last episode that we recorded that you said you never get high when you watch these movies?
I don't do it.
Never. Mm-mm. Even though you've mentioned several times that you get high.
I didn't. When you watch these I was movies. Not going to. And then I did.
See, one of the side effects I've heard of marijuana is poor short-term memory.
I was thinking about it. I knew what I was doing.
All right, listeners.
But I won't anymore.
You have an assignment. Go back through our past episodes for the last, 6 months. Find all the occurrences of David mentioning being high while watching the movie. Mm. It's going to be, a quarter of them.
Okay. And now, I feel like you're trying to shame me.
I'm not shaming you.
I appreciate it.
I'm just saying you told a lie.
I didn't tell a lie. I just changed.
You're right. It's not a lie if you don't think you're lying.
No.
You forgot.
No, I didn't tell a lie.
Because of your copious marijuana use.
No. I don't appreciate. Look. At least I didn't get tired. Chronically tired. Mm. Which is worse? Who's dumber? So you give this a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'm never getting high again. Ever.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Well, sure.
For horror movie talk movies.
In about 20 minutes, you're going to forget that you said that.
I don't forget. Mm. It's not like I forgot. I knew what I was doing. I just didn't expect it to happen. And then it happened.
Mm. Okay.
I don't appreciate your tone.
My tone is level. Mm.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
I'm on the level because I don't do the pot.
Okay, so yeah, you do. I gave you a bunch. There's tons in this house. If the ICE came here, you'd be done.
ICE? They're gonna deport me.
You know, the DEA.
Uh-huh. What if ISIS comes here?
They'd
probably hate me.
Yeah, even though that's where a lot of this stuff comes from.
No, they're pure into heroin.
Afghanistan annies.
Okay. Anyways, what's your score for?
So you gave it a 6 out of 10. That seems pretty low. I mean, it seems like it's.
It also factoring into that is how much this has been hyped.
How tired
to
you've
me?
Been.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's been hyped. Several people have mentioned it. You know, whenever body horror comes up, they say, you got to see this one.
It's unparalleled.
Seen it on a ton of lists. And seeing clips from it, I had high expectations.
High expectations?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like I have high expectations for you smoking pot again while watching movies.
You're so rude. Let me just say, you're looking particularly svelte today. I think you're losing some weight.
That's not happening, but I thank you for saying that.
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well,
I'm not.
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
Anyway, so you give it a 6 out of 10. I'm going to have to say, you know, this did such a good job of being a profoundly generic movie up until the craziness that it impressed me. Just that trick that it played, I knew that it was going to get crazy toward the end, but I really didn't expect this level of craziness. So it's first of all, it's incredibly sexual and raunchy, but it's also insanely violent. And then there's this weird element of turning a blind eye toward the violence. There's a tremendous amount of violence at the end, and no one seems to acknowledge it. It's even the person that's having the violence perpetrated upon them, the person who's being hurt, is kind of like, oh, ow, oh, ow. And so it makes it like this profound level of absurd that's just so over the top. I may have never seen it before just because it's like usually when you see this kind of violence done, somebody's like, ah!
Yeah.
But the guy's
it's
like,
almost done like matter of fact.
Oh, ow. Yeah. Ow, ow. And it's like, it was just such a weird experience.
It's more like, like if you're seeing someone get ripped apart in a zombie movie, that's like, it sells it. It mm-hmm. sells the horror of like, you know, the body horror being ripped apart.
Yeah.
Like, what's that movie? Is it a
Brain Dead?
I can't remember. What's the one where the guy gets like just pulled in half by the zombies? It's like a really great effect.
I can't remember. one of the 10 billion horror movies.
Right. But this one, it's more like, what are you doing, step bro? While they're like putting arms through you.
Yeah. And you're like, you know, this is really inconvenient for the rest of my day. And it's like, well, that's fucking weird. I don't know. I don't think I'm too far away from you, though. I think I'm still a 7. It's just there's a couple asterisks in there that's like, it's so absurd, it's weird. So anyway, I'd say probably a 7.
Okay, 7. So we're not that far off.
No.
See, I love how, like, the ones where we're actually really close, we talk about, like, wow, you gave it a 6?
You're so stupid, whoa, so crazy.
That's like, oh, I mean, that's...
Harsh, man, harsh.
Harsh, man. I give it a 7. Where if it's like I give it a 10 and you give it like a 4, it's like, yeah, we just had different opinions on that one.
Yeah.
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 So, moving on.
Wow.
I'm trying to come up with a clever transition, but I don't have one. If you want to support the show, we have a sponsor, one of a couple. This one is Night Channels. And if you want to show off pieces of flair of your horror obsession, go to nightchannels.com, and they have some of the most niche horror shirts that you can find anywhere. Not just horror, occult, metal,
music, just culture. Generally speaking, a lot of music, tons and tons of music.
I don't see any society shirts, which is kind of surprising. This would be the kind of place where you would find a shirt for society.
Yeah.
But it has a lot of like lesser known cult horror hits like Slumber Party Massacre. It's got Santa Sangre. I'm sure that's how you say it. Tales from the Crypt. Necromantic.
I mean,
lots of just obscure horror shirts and hoodies. Critters 2. I mean, you gotta... I mean, honestly, do yourself a favor. Go to nightchannels.com and just browse.
Yeah.
You'll find at least, like, 3 shirts that you want to buy.
Yeah, and HMT at checkout gets you 13% off. But it's not just that there's a Critters 2 shirt. It's that there's a bunch of, like... I can't tell exactly what it is. Maybe Japanese characters above it. That's like, so it's not just like Critters 2. Here's the Critters ball. It's like Critters 2 with the Critters ball. And then like this, like cool aesthetic of like, got this from Korea or something like that. It's like, okay, that's kind of fucking unique.
So if you want to show your fandom of obscure Sean Connery films, go get a Zardoz hoodie at nightchannels.com. Use code HMT at checkout to receive 13% off your order. And
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We'll love you for it. Other sponsors include Manscaped. You know what?
You're killing it with these transitions.
I know. The transitions are great. St. Paddy's Day is for pubs, not pubes. Manscaped is the global leader for below-the-waist grooming, and they sponsor this show to ensure you have the best tools for your ball-trimming experience. If you plan on getting lucky this St. Paddy's, use code HMT at checkout to get 20% off and free shipping.
Dude, that's the craziest deal. 20% off and free shipping? It's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, we use Manscaped. It's pretty great. And it does, you know, it cleans things up for the bedroom.
Listen, they have a scent, you know, like a cologne that's this super manly scent. And I'm not going to lie, if you're not going to take a shower, this is going to make it seem as though you did. So,
yeah, Manscaped, they know men. So, I mean, they sell a clone, but they also sell the Crop Reviver, which is just basically cologne for your balls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, that's the smelliest part, you know, for me. Like, I'll be in my office, and if I haven't, I mean, it's COVID time. So, I mean, let's be honest, how often do you actually shower nowadays? I mean, after the third day, like, my office just smells like balls.
After the third day.
But if
we're on day 400.
But if
you know what it smells like in here? Great, because you've got the Crop Reviver.
I know. I just give it a few spritzes, and all of a sudden, my office smells like, you know, men.
Yeah, men. Men scent.
Man scent.
Good man scent.
And, yeah, if my wife walks in, she just can't resist. She gets all up ons just because my balls smell good.
Uh-huh.
So go to manscaped.com. Use code HMT at checkout to get 20% off and free shipping.
You guys should also, if you'd like to support the show in a more direct manner, you can, of course, head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/horrormovietalk. And, you know, we're going to have a meeting here coming up shortly, Bryce and I, are to add some more tiers to the Patreon so that more people can get a more unique experience for whatever they desire. And so you guys should head over there, and you know, you get access to a whole nother podcast called The Afterpod that we've been recording for about a year and a half now. And also you can like vote on one movie a month for us to review. You can get early access to episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of episodes in the vault that haven't been released yet. So you could listen to our review of Paranormal Activity 3, or you could listen to our review of, Butt Boy. So,
yeah, I mean, we know what the diehard fans of HMT want. It is more content. And if that's what you crave, if you've been mainlining the, you know, the last 2.5 years worth of episodes and you've finished, go to our Patreon to get access to just the early release stuff and like the Afterpod, because it's a whole nother podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So
also you can head over to our website, horrormovietalk.com/shop, and then you can buy a shirt or with our fucking awesome logo on it, designed by Dustin Goebel, or stickers designed by Dustin Goebel. And any purchase of those stickers, a percentage of it goes to Dustin to help support him. And, you know, you could just toss Dustin some support, just generally speaking, by heading over to his Instagram at dgoebel00 on Insta. That's at dgoebel00 on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, he does all of the post artwork, all the featured artwork for every episode, and he knocks it out of the ballpark. But also check out his Instagram just to see what his other stuff he's doing is.
Yeah, all Dustin's stuff is
pretty thick.
It's pretty thick.
Again, if you want to leave us a voicemail, call 682-253-4468. Later in the show, you'll hear voicemails from others, and that could be you.
Could be you calling.
Could be you. And it's the origin of great bits like, you know, rap battles.
Oh, dude.
And listener feuds.
I can't believe. And now, oh, man, Glittercore sent us a diss track against Rojo.
I know. It's just, it's starting to get out of hand.
It is. I'm very appreciative of anybody who's able to create something that we can put on the show. Listen, if you're talented and you got stuff to put on the show, just send it to us, baby.
Yeah. Okay, with that, we'll get into spoilers. Thanks again for listening. And here we go. Spoilers.
Can Ooh bleed while Ooh are pergert?
Your notes for this movie are intense.
It's like nothing. I had nothing to write down.
There's maybe 10. Like, there's eight notes.
There's nothing. Yeah, I mean, the more and more I do this.
It's a very simple movie, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I realize that I do better if I just, and I enjoy it more if I just sit and watch it and then take notes afterwards. But then sometimes there's just kind of a simple movie and there's not much to, I mean, you can describe it.
I'm not going to lie to you. You're 100% right. In this, especially with this movie. This movie is so plain that it's hard to, there's just not a tremendous amount of twists and turns to keep track of. It's simple.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's great because I like it because it's simple.
Right.
It doesn't try to be a bunch of shit that it can't pull off. It just does the thing that it can pull off.
So let's briefly like kind of spoil the movie and the plot, and then we'll kind of talk about some of the themes and some of the scenes that stick out.
Yeah.
So basically Billy, it starts out like really quickly that he's starting to see things like weird, like worms and stuff and fruit that he's eating, which is kind of random. It doesn't apply to anything, you know, it doesn't actually matter, but you know, it's really just to build up uneasiness for the audience.
Yeah.
And ewiness, just the ew factor. And the more he like digs into it, the more he feels like out of place in his family, and they're just kind of off-putting in their, you know, snootiness.
Yeah.
And like distance from him.
Man, my back hurts.
So he just feels different. And he starts like getting hints that something's actually wrong. You doing okay?
No.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
My back hurts, buddy. Okay, go ahead.
So has it gone from like better to worse? Like, last week it was.
Yeah,
it was mostly good.
It just comes in waves.
The back just hurts. The back's the worst to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then so like one of the important characters is his sister's boyfriend, which has kind of been shunned and like dumped by his sister.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like found peeping her in her closet.
That's right. Yes.
Very creepily. And we find out that he's been spying on them. And eventually we learn that he's discovered there's like real weirdness going on.
Yeah. Or so he says.
Or so he says. He has a recording of them talking about basically having an orgy.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
With themselves. Yeah. Like mom and dad are like, hey, baby, you look good today. Hey, let's have sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
And then they do in the super whitest way you can. Like, as part of like a whole community of like other people who can like have sex. I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah. Very, very waspy families, like country club types. And they're talking with like just with ease and, you know, just like it's nothing.
Yeah.
That it's like, okay, this is what's going to happen at your coming out party, which you're coming out to society. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
It's like an old school, like Southern Belle kind of thing, like, which is basically officially saying, hey,
but set in Malibu for some reason,
I'm down to fuck now. Cause I'm old enough. So, I mean, they say, okay, you're going to come out and you're going to introduce, and then you're going to fuck this guy, and then you're going to fuck me, and you're going to fuck your uncle, and lots of fucking and sucking.
Ew. Ew. Ew, David.
And I can't remember in the recording if they mentioned they're, like, eat someone, but there's something, like, really weird, and he takes the recording to his therapist and is like, finally, I have the proof that I've been seeking all my life.
Right.
And the therapist says, oh, there's nothing there. And he very obviously like doctored the tape.
So the way that works is he comes to his therapist late in the evening, and his therapist is like, I got no time to talk to you. Hey. You know, it's 6:30 in the evening. We can't talk right now. Yeah, my name is Luigi. That's not remotely what the therapist is like, but it's the way I imagine him now. And so he gives him the tape. He's like, just fucking listen to this tape. And he comes back the next day, and he's like, pretty fucking wild tape. And he plays the tape back to him, and it's just replaced with a – it's just obviously been doctored.
Right.
Because he knows what he heard, and so do you. You're the audience. So we have a very reliable narrator, but a bunch of unreliable characters.
Right. And, you know, when he goes to get, like, another copy of the tape, the boyfriend gets in a horrific car accident. And then later he gets, like, told by some other guy that's kind of been a rival that he's got the secret and meet him at the secret place. And then when he gets to the secret place, the guy is dead.
There's a lot of this. It sets it up to be like a crime mystery, kind of. It's like, oh, what deep, dark shenanigans are going on? And then it's like the deepest, darkest shenanigans you can possibly imagine.
That'd be a great name of a film noir movie.
Deep, Dark Shenanigans?
Yeah.
That is true. Do you know, I'm so, like, you wouldn't know it because I still do it so much, but there was a review of a very poor review of us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is.
Oh, recently?
No, it was months ago.
Okay.
It's just because of the way I am, every bad word just echoes in my head for eternity. Uh-huh. And so somebody said, the hosts just high-pitched cackle all the time. They just high-pitched cackling laugh. And so now I just...
You try to lower it every time.
Ho, ho, ho. No, I don't try and... It's just, I think my laugh is so horrible now that I hate to do it. I just laugh, and then I go, oh, that was bad.
I would assume it's my laugh. I feel like I have a higher pitch cackle than you.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
We'll have to have a cackle off.
Usually the negative reviews are kinder to you. I feel like.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of host neutral. They don't really mention. Well, there's been a couple that it's like, Bryce is pretty cool.
one thing that is a definite through line that I've noticed that we need to work on is, first of all, being male. That's bad. So according to a lot of these reviews, that's not good. And then the other thing that I think we both need to work on is being white.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
Because it just seems to be a mark against us repeatedly.
I mean, they don't out and out say it, but, you know, they just don't respect our opinions.
Oh, they do. They do say it. You know, they say it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they do.
Yeah. I feel bad about it, and I'd like to change it. And I guess now I can, you know?
I mean, if it's your truth,
well,
then you
I just want to make sure that I'm not offending people with my male whiteness, mostly.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. This took a weird turn. But, you know, I guess it kind of falls in place with society.
Right.
The movie, because it's all kind of about accepting yourself and being accepted by others.
Uh-huh.
And you can kind of morph into what people will want you to be.
Right.
In a kind of weird, perverted way.
So, finally, ends up like... going to in the meantime, there's kind of a girl that really wants to fuck him that he fucks, like, that's notable. and she's kind of part of the high society kind of others, and he's like always like in between these worlds of being basically a normal dude and in this super waspy family,
right?
And
I got to find a pen. Do you have a pen over there? Because I have to write this down for once we get to this part, and I just don't want to forget it.
And then in the end, he walks into this party or is like kidnapped in this party. How does he come across it? Does he just walk into it?
No, first one? No, they noose him around the neck with like a.
Yeah, I think I can't remember. He like comes in.
You were tired and I was hot.
They're sitting around the table and they're like, I know what you're doing. And they're like, okay, noose. Something like that.
So he gets tired. So what happens is he gets taken to the hospital and then on the back end of that, once he gets released, he's like, fuck it. Just whatever. I'm just going to go balls to the wall. I'm just going to call it like I see it constantly.
Yeah.
And so he does. He's like, you know what? I'm fine. Everything's great. So is everyone else. Now, and I'm going to call you out and I'm going to call you out. And guess what? I don't give a shit what happens. And now I'm going to stab my parents. And so he like sneaks into his house real quietly with a knife. And he's like, I'm going to get them. And then as it turns out, they're ready for him. The trap has been already set for him. He thinks he's trapping his parents, but really all of society is trapping him.
Right.
Society being this weird society.
Yeah.
This is a troublesome title.
So anyways, he finally is like, it's revealed what's going on, which is there's a secret, like, cult, like, different evolution of humans based on social standing
and riches.
And riches.
Upper class.
Yeah.
These people are upper class. These are the 1%. I mean, this movie was made today, it would literally be called The 1%.
Or QAnon Conspiracy the Movie.
Or QAnon Conspiracy the Movie.
I mean, so he walks in this party and all these high society types are there, and then they start this ritual called the shunting. Is that right? Shunting?
Yeah, he can really shunt.
Yeah. And they bring out the girl, his sister's boyfriend, which turns out is still alive.
Yeah.
And
they're like, check out what's going to happen to your sister's boyfriend because you're next.
And then proceeds like the most bizarre and explicit and like over the top body horror that I've ever seen. It's like
ever.
If you saw like 20 of the things from The Thing fucking, it would look kind of like this movie.
You know what it is? That's a really accurate portrayal. If everybody was The Thing and they didn't want to just assimilate, they wanted to fuck assimilate.
Yeah.
They wanted to fucksimilate.
Fucksimilate.
Right.
I mean, I guess I'm a pretty sick guy.
Used to send facsimiles on the fax machine.
What?
Yeah, in the 80s.
What are you talking about? Oh, the fax.
What about the past? Our past.
We never really shared one.
So it shows, like, this group of waspy people, like, penetrating the boyfriend
with their fingers
and like melding.
Okay, when we say penetrating with their fingers, that sounds very, you're like, the listener who's never seen society is like, well, how else would you penetrate? I suppose with your penis. No, they're pushing their fingers into his face and tum-tum.
Yeah,
like just push your fingers into
somehow
his tummy.
By their presence they turn his entire physiology into
goop.
Jello slash pudding. Like, if you were to mix like gelatin and pudding and have it be kind of,
it's a very interesting amount of practical effect.
Yeah,
like I've never seen that practical effect necessarily.
Yeah,
specifically. And what was this, 87?
Yeah. So I mean, it ends like crazy and he just sees the most bizarre, like, weird
everybody
orgy.
Everybody's faces, like, they all like start sucking on this guy.
Uh-huh.
Sucking and fucking him, and their faces like turn into these like long, like they're like, they all their bodies start to like meld into like this
one body,
and it's assumed that pleasure is being had by the people doing the...
Yeah, it, to the point where eventually it just looks like a huge tangled web of like oily, goopy, slippery labias.
What do you want me to do? What is it that you want?
If you really want to do something for me, then stop making this scene right now.
Oh, God.
Stop making this scene. This lasts a half hour.
Yeah.
Of just the most uncomfortable body horror.
Yeah.
And at some point, it becomes so silly that you just kind of go, oh, this is silly now.
Yeah, it never takes it super seriously. Like, it's...
Yeah, the guy's not in terrific pain. He's just like, why? Please stop. But
he's like, no.
And this is part of my problem with...
They're eating him, and then they're going to eat me. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is part of my problem with the end, is it's not paid the appropriate amount of respect. You got to put some respect on it, you know?
Yeah. Got to put some respect on my society.
This young man witnesses every... Okay. This young man witnesses everyone he's ever known fucking, sucking, and melding their bodies into his sister's boyfriend. And he's like,
hey, that's not normal.
He's like, you guys, what the heck are you doing? Stop it. Hey, you, man from my childhood, get your penis out of the foot of my sister. And it's just weird because he's not like, ah, what's happening? Oh, no, this is horrible. No, instead it's like, you guys, you crazy society. Society. But there's all these, like, weird allusions to, like, we're the rich. We eat the poor.
Right.
And this is what I wrote down. They're like, you're not one of us. Yes, those are your parents, but you're not one of us. And I'm like, but why though? What makes him any different?
I think it's alluded to that he's adopted. Like, they tried. I mean, he has suspicions, and then I think it's
why
confirmed
adopt
that they,
him? Why?
Well, because they're grooming him like that. They made it a point of like saying this one is groomed from birth by one of us
to lead up to this point.
Yeah.
What? So you're going to support this kid and feed him a bunch of high-class food and take him to all your schools, and he's going to use up all your tax dollars for like 20 fucking years?
Well, yeah.
And
it's like
then you're going to eat him? Just eat him when you adopt him.
It's like when you have a family pet chicken. Like, you treat him, you know, you name him, and you're like, love on him. But eventually, you're going to slaughter him and eat him, right?
No, I mean, I guess it's just backwards. It's like, that doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah. Showing the point that they're heartless and they don't.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Actually care about this guy at all because he's not one of them.
Gooball gobble.
So, I mean, that's basically the plot of the movie. That's what happens. And so the more interesting thing about this movie is kind of the commentary. It's a little on the nose, but it is kind of interesting, like, how evocative it is and how these same kind of themes of paranoia about rich people, like, exist always.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mentioned the QAnon conspiracy.
Yeah.
it's basically this. Like, it's, no, they're elitists that you don't know what they do
behind the scenes. In pizza parlors.
In pizza parlors. They're eating babies.
Yeah.
Like, don't you realize they're just eating babies?
That did. Have you ever seen the Las Vegas, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? They take the adrenaline chrome out of your they make you scared because then it tastes better and it's a drug. And then it's the most addictive drug and you must continue feeding upon people's adrenaline glands.
And they're all, you know, they're all having sex orgies and like they're all pedophiles.
I'm starting to get creeped out right now.
Like, and what's weird is that you find out some of the stuff is kind of true. Like when you talk about Jeffrey Epstein, like there's definitely some kind of secret.
You mean the man that committed suicide in jail?
Yeah, that guy. Some kind of like secret society slash like societal level that can get away with anything, including just having giant sex dungeon mansions in the Caribbean.
Yeah, wasn't there a cult that's still kind of...
Oh, yeah, like Nexium?
Yeah. Wow, this is weirdly... I don't know how to feel. Are you telling me I should... I feel like you're trying to tell me that I should believe in this stuff. Because, I mean,
the
there's an aspect of a lot of real shit that you're talking about that has actually happened.
Right. Oh, so, man. I mean, it is a latent fear, but in some certain sense, it's valid, but you will never actually have it validated fully. Mm. Like, even the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, it's like, there's still a lot of assumption of what was actually happening.
Right.
And how much is provable.
Yeah.
Like, they've got, like, you know, like Bill Clinton and, you know, tons of different people going to Epstein's Island, but there's still like plausible deniability of like, no, he was just like a donor. Like, it's not like everything was the like pedophile sex island adventure. It was like, sometimes we're just talking about art.
Sometimes Jeffrey Epstein is just Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. That's all it is.
And how do you know? Because all it takes is someone saying like, well, I didn't know.
And then you're like, just have to kill a lot of people.
There's that. And then there's just like, I mean, you look at history and there's definitely, you know, always been high class, upper crust people that preyed on poor people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a little scared right now.
I mean, literally, like, slavery is that.
It is.
Where it's like, not just like, oh, we're using them as chattel because we can. It's also like, oh, yeah, and also we'll fuck them and do whatever we want.
Fuck them and suck them.
Which even then would be like, well, that's not good. Mm-mm. But you don't, you didn't find out about it back then.
Right.
There might have been rumors. But not until now when you get, like, DNA tests and, like, a third of all African-Americans are related to Thomas Jefferson. You know?
Wow.
It's like, oh, okay. That's something was happening there.
Is that true? Is that a real stat?
That's not a real stat. But, I mean, there's a significant number of people that are related to Thomas Jefferson.
Well, did you know about Genghis Khan? Have you heard about this guy? He fucked everyone.
Yeah. It's because he was high society.
Man, yeah.
So, I mean, that's like, it preys on the latent fears of like, privilege. And it's kind of interesting. I can't think of any other movie that really does that. Uses that as the theme of a horror movie.
Right. Yeah, it is kind of interesting. And then the other interesting aspect of it is, like, not a lot of these actors worked again. Coincidence? Like, I mean, did they say too much and now they're being... What's happening, Bryce?
One of the most important notes that I wrote in this when I was watching the end again last night Can you imagine what it would be like to film that scene? Like, just the practicality of it. Like, those actors that were in the shunting scene, like, they're, half of them are, like, naked and just covered in Vaseline or some kind of goopy, like...
Yeah, it's hot.
Weird substance.
Yeah.
Like, they're just covered in KY jelly or
there's
something.
There's a lot of folds, and I just see a fold, and I'm like,
Any port in a storm.
Hey,
can you down a 20-foot water slide peg nat?
But can you imagine having, like, an eight-hour day where you're just naked and covered in goo?
Yeah, it's called porn.
But even then, you're not, like, completely covered in, like...
If you're in the kind of porn I'm into, you are. Oh, yeah. Hey.
So, I just thought of, like, man, if you're a professional actor and you're like, this is your big break. It might not have been like...
Dad, I've got great news. I'm in a movie. It's called Society. It's going to be huge, I tell you. Huge. We're blowing the lid off of the rich people. And we're going to have sexual intercourse, but it's going to be real classy.
Yeah, I mean, you say that none of these actors really worked again. I haven't confirmed that, but I wonder if it's not that they couldn't get a job if they just looked at this experience and be like, yeah, that's good enough for me. I'm not actually interested in being an actor anymore.
One and then done, because...
Ew, no, David.
No.
I'm still trying to get, like, prosthetic eyes out of my ass now. It's like sand. Like, when you go to the beach, like, a week later, you still find sand in your underwear.
So, to be fair, we're not doing a decent enough service of describing what we saw. There's...
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of difficult describing what it is.
Imagine an orgy that's the most, like, touchy-feely orgy you can imagine, and there's maybe 30 people involved. Now... Anywhere where skin is touching skin, instead of have it be like a delineator between your hand and their butt, your hand is inside their butt somewhere, you know?
Well, I mean, that's not out of the norm necessarily.
No, okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Anywhere it's touching skin, it's melded with it.
It's melded with it, yes. And there are huge swaths of flabby skin that are just... Maybe a couple of eyes are blinking, and that's
it? Yeah, and there's like, it just looks like giant floppy curtains of labia or scrotum.
And it's
just like all combined and it's with eyes and arms.
Yes, and it's presented to you in the aesthetic of Pizza the Hut from...
from Spaceballs.
From Spaceballs. It's very sloppy and wet.
And they're all like having a great time.
And everyone's having a good time for the shuntee. He's like, no, please no.
Yeah, would have that been great if like he was like, oh, this actually feels pretty good.
He's like, wow, guys, thank you. This is, no one's ever touched me in my taint before.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Get in that scrum.
To the like super extreme. So I think, okay, let's describe the body horror that stands out. So number one, early on, there's a scene where he sees his sister in the shower, which is really awkward.
This is great.
Where, like, he's looking at her through, like, the haze of the shower
door. You know how shower doors are. And, all opaque.
And her butt is on her front.
It's clear that she's facing away from the camera. She's looking at the shower head. And that is so you see her butt.
Yeah, but also her boobs are on her back.
Also her tits are firmly placed on her back.
And then he opens the shower door because, I mean, why wouldn't you? And it turns out she's fine. But, like, there's this...
Except
ew, no, David.
She's like, get out of here. What are you doing?
I don't think there's any, like, super extreme stuff until, like, the end.
Yeah.
But then probably the most memorable scene other than just, like, the giant orgy is that he goes upstairs and sees his family, so his sister, mother, and father. And I'll try to describe what it is. So his mother's sitting on the bed and then gets up, and her legs are hairy male arms.
Hands.
And she's kind of, like, smaller in stature.
Yeah.
And then she walks over to him, you know, on her feet, hands.
On arm, legs.
And then opens up her skirt, and then underneath is the head of the sister.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
She's like, hey, you want to have a good time? Just go ahead and shunt with us. And then his dad's like, I always was a butthead.
Yeah. Just like,
very accurate.
His head is actually melded with an asshole.
Yeah.
That's where his face is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lots of weird shit going on. And then, like, the scene where it starts where they attacking the sister's boyfriend. The most extreme part is, I think it's the mayor? Someone takes his arm, like, reaches it through his butthole until it comes out his mouth, and then he, like, kind of crumples his face.
Yeah. This is how you kill the man.
Yeah. It's...
You fist him into his head.
And they're all just... All of this is happening, and they're having a great old time. It's not even menace. They're like...
Yeah.
This is good fun.
It's just like, right? Pretty good stuff.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
You gotta see it to believe it.
I feel like we've done society a good service.
Yeah.
With this. Like,
again, just go.
It's on Amazon for free right now.
It's on Amazon for free.
If you're a Prime member,
If you got a spare 25 minutes, just watch the last 25 minutes. If you want to sit through the whole thing, I wouldn't blame you, get the full experience, but honestly, like.
I'll say this. If you want to sincerely fuck up a child, you show them the end of this movie, and they'll never be the same. Never, ever. They'll never be the same. They'll always be broken in a very, like, in a very important way. You'll have crushed them in some way.
See, I never put it across our fans, because I've heard so many people, like, talk about, like, oh, yeah, I saw Hellraiser when I was 2.
It's unbelievable the shit that people admit to us.
Yeah.
You would not believe us. Keep going.
My dad was really into horror, so he showed me The Exorcist as my first horror movie when I was 4.
And held my eyes open in the scary parts. It's like, what the fuck is going on? What kind of weird Clockwork Orange shit is happening in people's houses that they're doing this?
My kids watch Frozen, and they run out of the room when it gets a little, like, emotionally heightened.
Yeah. A snowball fight. Oh, no!
Oh, no! They might get cold. So, yeah. Anyways, it's an interesting movie. The most interesting part is kind of the meta-commentary and, like, realizing how timely this still is. Like, this is still a latent fear.
Handsome young man as well. A real... Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, the lead actor, it's surprising to me that he wasn't the lead in more memorable 80s movies, because he's, you know, he's got Michael J. Fox-esque kind of handsomeness. Young, supple.
Okay.
Very shuntable.
So who would like this movie?
4-year-olds.
Anyone that loves body horror.
Might be a little too mature for 3-year-olds.
If you haven't seen this movie and you're into, like, Cronenberg or The Thing,
yeah,
any old 80s, like, body horror stuff, like, you gotta see this one.
Yeah, agree.
So, yeah. Let's move on to horror movie whores.
Whores.
So, horror movie horrors is a segment where we play our voicemail from listeners like you and respond or just appreciate. So first off, it might take me a second to pull this up. We have a response from Glittercore.
You go ahead and pull up what you got to pull up. I'm gonna give some backstory here. If you're just joining us, then you wouldn't know that last week, well, we've got a feud going on, suffice it to say. We've got so Max Allen, Maxwell.r.allen on Instagram, has been so kind to us. He's a talented young man who's able to create music, and he actually made the intro music for the podcast you're listening to. And he, and if you know, you go back and listen to our after shows on The Haunting of Bly Manor or The Haunting of Hill House, which we've done a couple months ago, then he did the intro music for that as well. So, you know, friend of the show, we love Max. And he called in about a month ago with a hot take on our Jaws episode, saying that, you know, Godzilla was a more compelling monster movie, in his opinion, or at least monster than Jaws. Controversial opinion that was picked up on by one of our common callers, Rojo from the Bronx. He's a young Irishman, I assume. I don't know his ethnicity, and I don't know that it matters too terribly much. I'm just guessing because of his accent. It could just be a Bronx accent. I don't know. So he called in and he was like, "Fuck Max and this fucking hot take he took." And he didn't call him Max, though. He called him Mike or Matt or something. Max hated that, wrote a diss track. We played it on our last episode. Rojo responded with a response diss track in that same episode. So our last episode, whatever it was, you got to hear this this diss track sound off between Max and Rojo. And in Rojo's response to Max, he was like, also, not just fuck Max, but fuck Glittercore for taking my award. Glittercore is known on this show because she called in and in one of her voicemails said,
I mean, I have big tits and a tiny vagina.
And she won like a Caller of the Year award, and Rojo didn't like that. So he said, fuck her. Well, she called up this week and left a message for Rojo. I don't know. I can't remember what it says, but I think Bryce has it.
Yeah, here we go. This is a response from Glittercore.
I have a lot on my mind and need time to refine my rhymes. But until then, Rojo. One, two, Glittercore's coming for you. Three, four, I'm a better whore. Five, six, show me your 3-inch clit.
Oh, burn. Rojo, you got a fucking 3-inch clit. What's up?
And thematic. I mean, Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Themed.
Yeah. What,
diss track.
I love that we got some fucking drama going on the show, finally.
Yeah.
And you know who's been silent so far, really? I mean, he's called in, but he hasn't responded in with any diss tracks is our boy Bugsy, who has done our intro. If you've ever listened to our outro, he does this song.
Looking for a podcast?
Well, you found it. Horror Movie Talk. And that's Bugsy. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard Bugsy weighing in on any of this. But Glittercore, what's it called? Clap back against Rojo. I'm interested to see where this goes. What do you have to say about the drama on the show?
I mean, yeah, I welcome all of it. I encourage it. Mm-hmm. And I would like to, I mean, we could just have an entire show of just diss tracks.
It would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're able to create content for the show, do it. We'll give you credit, get you on the air. Like I think it's only appropriate that Rojo has to respond to Glittercore, or you know, he could just be a bitch. You know, he could just be a bitch and bitch out.
Okay, so here are some other voicemails that we've received.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot of people just like calling and hanging up. Okay, this one's from Glittercore. We probably received this before the diss track.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Glittercore. I was wondering if you would be willing to participate in a brief survey for me. The survey is, can a woman call herself a squirter if a dude cream pies in her, and as the thick ropey cum is dripping out of her pussy down towards her butthole? At that moment, she farts, which causes the cum to spray all over the bed, asking for a friend. Bye.
Wow.
Littercore
bringing the heat. This is a horror movie podcast, by the way, if anyone is keeping track.
Ew.
We should probably just do a sex podcast.
Oh, man.
Just like a separate sex podcast.
I'm very interested now. Suddenly, is coming out of nowhere. Bryce never commits to more work.
Everyone would just love to hear about our sex lives. And we're experts, right? everyone's calling in for our expertise.
Okay, so the question is, can a woman be called a squirter if she gets cream pied in and then the cum drips down out of her vagina toward her gooch and then across her asshole? And as it's crossing the threshold of her asshole, there's not enough liquid surface tension to maintain a tenacity with the asshole as she farts, and it throws the cum back onto the man. The male.
All over the bed, she says.
I'd say that's a technicality. That's not a squirt.
Mm.
That's simply you're a victim of circumstances.
Yeah.
Or a very happy man.
But I'm sure that is a fetish, and you could probably make a lot of money if you filmed it and posted it on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
What was I going to say?
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Okay.
It has not. Mm. But I wouldn't say it's never going to happen.
It's very apropos that this is on this society show. It's topical.
The other thing, like, I don't know if I want to, like, throw any shade, but, like.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I mean, she says she's got a tight vagina. Like, I would have thought it would just snap shut.
Well,
cream pie, then it's like,
This demonstrates your fundamental.
It'd like shut up like a Star Trek door.
No, this demonstrates.
So there'd be nothing that would drip out.
The fundamental misunderstanding. This is you being ignorant.
Oh, okay. Teach me.
Yeah. Well, if you got a real tight vagina, you have control over it. That means you're doing a lot of Kegels, something that I do a tremendous amount of, mainly to just maintain a partial chub all day long.
Yeah.
And if you're doing a lot of Kegels, then, you know, you can perform, you know, you can push all that out of you. It's like another form of birth control. You can be like, I reject this cum in particular, and you can push it out of you. So if your guy's into kinks or anything like that, I mean, this is my assumption. I'm just an advocate for women, really. So,
okay,
next call.
Hey, this is Ralphie from Brooklyn here in New York City. I am called on the first horror movie talk horrors thing you guys did a long time ago, many, many months ago, and I was listening to this past episode with the diss tracks, and I just gotta say that Mark Allen guy, he's just a real piece of shit. That guy over there in Iowa, I think it was, or Idaho, he's a real piece of shit. That guy, I'm not a fan of him. And that guy Rojo, he sounds like a real swell guy. Also, Fuck no, the A24 films. No one really likes them. They're super pretentious, and they're just problems white people would have, you know. Fuck you guys, man. You're doing a great thing. You guys are doing God's work over there in Oregon over there, all right? Where are you guys from again? I forgot. All right, guys. All right, peace.
Right, so that's Ralphie from Brooklyn calling in. He was one of our first callers on this bit. And, he's thrown a lot of shade on Max. He said, fuck that guy. He says he likes Rojo a lot. And he says, I don't like Idaho or Iowa, wherever Max is from. So we have a caller supporting Rojo.
So, reading the transcript of this one.
It's hard to hear.
Well, this next one, I'm reading the transcript of. It starts out with, what's up, you dirty talk? This is Russell from the Bronx. So,
a lot of New York callers.
Uh-huh. Let's hear this one.
What's up, you dirty fucks? This is Rojo from the Bronx calling again. As I'm sitting in the car here during my lunch break in this shitty hospital here, and I was doing some self reflecting after hearing this episode. I was really thinking about my life and how starting beefs with people across the country may not be the best thing. I was thinking about maybe I should start doing some prayers, stop calling out people, stop fucking so much, and stop calling out a lady by the name of Lyrical. I was thinking about doing all this stuff, but then I just said, fuck that. I'm going to keep calling out all these motherfuckers, especially if they come from lame old states like Iowa or Idaho and people that take my goddamn awards. Aside from that, fuck those A24 films. Alexander from Atlanta, Georgia was talking about them. They're pretentious as fuck. You think you come down here to the Bronx, you think that some shit like Midsummer would happen? Some people would be drugged up and go into a fucking farm or whatever the hell it was in Sweden and let themselves get smashed by hammers? Are you fucking kidding me? None of that shit is even possible, remotely possible or relatable. And the fact that the reason was, they're making movies for themselves. Fuck that! If you're making movies for themselves, why even release them to the public? Bunch of bullshit, those A24 films. Not gonna lie, I did like Midsummer. I liked the cinematography and the colors in it. But aside from that, it's just a bunch of white people problems. They know I'm taking part in that shit. All right, peace, you dirty fucks. I love you guys.
Fuck that Midsummer movie. I like Midsummer, though.
I'm starting to think Rojo might not be Irish. Because he says it's white people problems. And Irish people, last time I checked, pretty white.
Yeah. Well,
he says it's white people problems.
If I know anything about monitoring social media, being white will not stop you about complaining about white people problems.
No. If anything, it amplifies your voice.
Right.
But we, fortunately enough, we have a caller or a big super fan from Sweden, Magnus, and he has confirmed that Midsummer is just a typical summer in Sweden.
Right.
He said that multiple times.
That was a roller coaster of a voicemail because I was really given second thought. I'm like, maybe we are wrong for encouraging these diss tracks. Mm-hmm. Like we're creating turmoil in the world,
right?
Isn't there enough turmoil and like division in our country?
It's a good point.
And then he brings it back and we're like, oh yeah, this is great.
He's like, fuck these. Oh wait, fuck Glittercore and taking my award. Yeah, fuck that.
Okay, here's one from Elizabeth.
Hey, guys, it's Elizabeth. I was just listening to your My Bloody Valentine review, and I was super excited because I was like, I love this movie. And I started listening to the trailer, and I was like, wait, this isn't the one from, like, 2006 with Jensen Ackles? So I was super confused and very disappointed because I actually kind of enjoyed that movie. But then I got really happy because you guys were using the Lord of the Rings Mines of Moria drop. Like, AA+ for that. Super excited. So I just wanted to know, what other nerdy stuff you guys are into like that. Like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Star Wars, give me all that. I'm all about it. So not super excited about the review because I'm kind of disappointed. But 10 out of 10 for the voice drops. So later. Bye.
They call it a mine. A mine.
She didn't like my Coley drop. It's Coley from Norm.
I mean, it's not a well-known.
No, but okay. Yeah, I mean,
what other nerdy stuff are we into, Bryce?
Nerd culture is like pop culture now, so yeah. It's almost intimidating. Like, I used to think I was a nerd and keep it under wraps, my love of like Star Wars, and now it's like it's jumped the shark so hard that it's like,
this is weird. Because as you're explaining this, I was like, I can't relate to what he's saying, and then I'm like, I like my nerdy thing is comic books,
right?
And then I'm like, oh shit, wait, everybody likes Iron Man now, and it's like,
right?
Oh, okay, wait a minute.
So I mean, like, I mean, Star Wars was my absolute favorite. Like,
yeah, me too. As a kid,
I remember for sure watching the VHS tapes of the trilogy, the original trilogy, and at the end they had a special feature where it showed George Lucas like sitting down to write the prequels, and I was like, god damn, when are they coming out with those? And that was like probably like seven years before episode one came out.
I know.
Like, it was an eternity.
I know. I went to Toys R Us and I was like buying a video game, and I was like maybe nine, and I was like, oh, fucking Star Wars. And it was a Star Wars game, and the guy behind because it was like a booth in Toys R Us. They had all the video games in the booth, and he was like a 20-year-old guy working in Toys R Us, and he's like, you know, they're making more Star Wars movies. And I was like, oh my fucking god, what are you talking? You know, back when news came through just other people, just randomly, right. It didn't come through the internet, and it wasn't like everything was announced from on high. So I had this like third-hand information from a stranger in Toys R Us, and I held on to that like fucking Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood on that cliff in The Good Son. Uh-huh. Like, I was just like, oh, a Star Wars new movie's gonna be coming out, maybe, I don't know. And then it came out like 9 years later.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And then it was what it was. And I was like, oh.
Which, I mean, I was still young enough to force myself to love episode one.
To have your fingers in your mouth, forcing a smile. This is fun. I like this a lot.
The other nerdy thing is that, which was impressive and embarrassing back then, and now it's like absolutely nothing, which was, I read the Star Wars books. I probably read like over a dozen like Star Wars novelizations that tell the story after the Return of the Jedi. So like the Timothy Zahn novels, some of the Kevin J. Anderson trilogies, and they all like basically, other than Timothy Zahn ones, like they're all basically like, oh, they're another Death Star. There's basically another stand-in for the Death Star, and then they destroy. But really the interesting stuff with what happens with Luke was really cool. So I like had like an extended universe
that's
knowledge.
All not canon anymore now that Disney
yeah I know
it, right?
It's so fucking annoying because like all of my investment in my nerdiness, like my knowledge, is completely moot. Like they just said, nope, none of that exists anymore, this is the new extended universe, and they like kind of piecemeal stuff back into it, but it's not ever going to be the same. So like what's his name, General Thrawn from the Timothy Zahn movies, or Timothy Zahn books, which is probably one of the most interesting villains in the extended universe. They bring him back, but I can't imagine they could do him justice. But anyways, I was super into that. Read Star Wars novels back when like you could actually keep track of how many there were. And then it just spiraled out of control to the point where like, I can't keep reading these. And then now there's all the movies, like pop culture, everything with Star Wars. And then the other nerdy thing, like I was into Spider-Man comics. I was nowhere near like David's level of comic geekdom, but like I've had my phase of Marvel comic books.
You know, I guess if you're defining nerdy or geeky or whatever it is as something you're not necessarily proud of, but you're just incredibly deeply knowledgeable about, mine would probably have to be music. Like really extreme forms of metal. Uh-huh. Like I know every metal band that's ever existed, which is down to garage level. Like, you know, like, And then a lot of obscure rap, a lot of obscure techno, a lot of mainstream tech. I love EDM. I listen to just an inordinate amount of music. Mm-hmm. And so, I have a lot of knowledge in that regard. I'm the guy who can understand all the insane lyrics that no one should be able to hear what he's saying, but I can.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many, like when you talk about nerd culture, there's so many like universes now.
Yeah.
Like so many fandoms, like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Star Wars and like Marvel stuff.
Huge fantasy and sci-fi. Like I've read so much fantasy, you have no idea. But but now I'm thinking like if being a geek is kind of like counterculture-ish, then I guess the thing that I'm and you probably too most guilty of is just kind of like being a family man and like and like trying to like be, you know, involved with my girls and my wife.
It's more niche to be normcore now.
Yeah.
Just be like, I have a suburban white family with 2.5 kids.
Right.
Like, well, the most obscure thing you can be into.
Yes. Hey, well, you know, it's not cool to make it sound like we're some sort of like we're the minority. That's not cool.
Well, we're normies, and that's
okay. That's better.
The most nerdy and lame thing to be.
There you go. Now we're back.
Okay.
We're nerdy and lame.
Last voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Amber again. Not really calling in about a movie, but I've heard David talk multiple times about, you know, his kids, like his daughters, like sneaking up in his room and just like whispering in his ear and scaring the shit out of him. So something happened the other day and I wanted to tell you guys about it. So my son is 8 years old. He was playing upstairs in his room, drawing pictures, whatever. I was downstairs cleaning, and he comes downstairs, and he's like, "Look, Mom, look what I made." And I'm like, "Oh, what did you make?" He goes, "A Ouija board." And he hands me this piece of paper that is the legit fucking Ouija board that he made. Now, I haven't really heard you guys talk too much about whether you believe in this stuff or not, but I 100% do. And I was like, hell no. I felt bad because he was so proud of it. I took it out of his hands. I ripped it up, and I, like, prayed while it was in my hands, and then I threw it away. So, yeah, I've seen The Conjuring 2. I'm not really into the whole, you know, kids making their own Ouija boards because we've seen what can happen. Anyway, thanks, guys. Bye.
Mom, I made a new friend called Captain Howdy.
We've talked a decent amount about Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Probably in the afterpod.
No, I think in The Exorcist you talked about it. You've talked about it a couple times, I'm pretty sure, which your stance is basically like Occam's Razor, or not Occam's, Pascal's Wager, which is like...
Why fuck with it?
Why risk it?
Right.
Like, if there's a chance, why take it? I have a lot of baggage from like my conservative religious upbringing of... Like Ouija bad, and so my one experience with the Ouija board was, I think I just spooked myself so much. Nothing happened, like nothing interesting or weird happened. But I'd heard enough like horror stories of like
you had interior talk,
Ouija boards getting thrown across the room and people like getting possessed for a time. That like I was so creeped out by it that I wouldn't like go back into the house.
Yeah,
like when we came back to it, so. Yeah, I mean, now I'd probably just be like, yeah, it's like a board game. Who the fuck cares?
I'm going to default to a little sound drop from the same guy who brings you all this glorious sound clips of Am I Pregnant? Am I Pregante? Who is on YouTube. On YouTube, JT Sex Kick is the account on YouTube. So here you go.
What is a Ouija board? How do you make a Ouija board? How do you feel about Ouija boards? How to Ojo board works? How we can do plan chit with thought using Ouija board?
Yeah.
So, and it goes on.
And it goes on like that.
A Luigi board?
A Luigi board? A Luigi board? A Luigi board? Hang on, maybe I can find that specific moment. Here you go. Oh, wait. That's Wedgie. Oh, here we go. Here it is.
Making a Luigi board? Have you played the Luigi board? Can you burn a Luigi board? What is a Luigi board? My friends did a Luigi board.
Whoa, there's some sort of phone happening. Wow, what is that?
That's my phone.
That's...
Yeah, that was actually my phone playing.
You mean that big clunky thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll talk about it on the afterpod.
Okay.
Go to patreon.com/horrormovietalk to find out what the ringing was.
Okay.
So,
good episode.
Thanks for calling in. That number again, if you want to call in, is 682-253-4468. Thanks so much for listening. Please, you know, if you like the show, there's a couple really easy things you can do. Yeah. First of all, just share it with a friend. You know, whoever you go see a horror movie with, or whoever you drag to a horror movie that doesn't really want to go, have them listen to the show. Some of them are into it. Some of them like listening to people talk about horror movies but not necessarily like them. And then they start getting like a secret love about the idea of seeing horror movies.
Yeah.
And then they'll go with you more. So
and then you come in their pussy and they push it out and then they fart it back on you.
That's our HMT guarantee. So share it with a friend. Also, subscribe on all the platforms. Leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps get us in front of more people. Go to horrormovietalk.com for all the links to all the things. I mean, we mentioned it already, but I mean, let's just go down the line. So we got nightchannels.com.
Nightchannels.com. HMT at checkout gets you 13% off.
Manscaped.com. HMT at checkout gets you 20% off and free shipping. Go to Patreon. Check out the tiers. Sign up. Just give us a couple ducats and you'll get a little taste of featured or extra content. Go to our shop on horrormovie.com. Buy some t-shirts, stickers. Go to our website and click through to Amazon and buy stuff on Amazon. We get a little taste of that. Support Dustin Goble.
Support
like all those all
Dustin
those
and Max. Yeah, just be good people, and we'll try to be good people to you. We have the very best fans, I think. So.
Yeah. So we love you. Until next time, see ya.
Looking for a podcast full of burps and gas, perverted cast, skinny and fat? Look no further. Horror Movie Talk is accidentally funny, begs to donate money, fake sponsors for dummies, and so much more. New episodes every hump day. They'll pickle your dickle for foreplay. Patreon members have it your way. Vote for a movie every month for the review. Chopper, chopper, don't just stare at it. Eat it like a taco. Put your tongue through the phone hoodie, Picasso. Look at them hot kids swearing not a pedo. Got me too'd with Cosby eating Jello. Pudding Pop done gave Bryce flatulence. Drain addict, Dave doesn't give a shit. 1 through 10, is it horrible or excellent? Oil me up, daddy, is dinner Robson. Kiss Bryce Hansen. Look at them hot kids, Chris Henson. Masturbate with a crucifix, exorcist. Face huggers, chest bursters, alien. Linda Blair peed on Sigourney Weaver. I know it's true, cause it came from social media. Patrick Bateman can't understand you. Stab you to death for Rotten Apple reviews. Opinionated podcaster with a doctorate. Spookology, doctor of philosophy. Bad gastritis, knee colostomy. Turn Patreons into human centipedes. David Doobie Day, scare him, no expert. A global fucks hard, professional sexpert. Afterpods, taglines, and porno flicks. American Psycho, them guys pretty sick. Chopper, chopper, don't just stare at it. Eat it like a taco. Put your tongue through the phone hoodie, Picasso. Look at them hot kids swearing not a pedo. Got me too'd with Cosby eating Jello. Pudding Pop done gave Bryce flatulence. Drain addict, Dave doesn't give a shit. 1 through 10, is it horrible or excellent? Oil me up, daddy, is dinner rubs. Nothing good happens in the woods. Always get more than you bargain for. Got a pickle to dickle. Machines tickle bitties. Killer on the phone. Ain't no sharing stone. Vancouver, Portland, Oregon, and organs. Corona, COVID, curse, Lorona. Green River killer, because reasons.
hallway of poop monster kids screaming. It's your ordinary dingleberry itinerary. 30 days shudder and jump scares ain't fucking scary. Time for the spoilers with jokes and tropes. Use their white socks to catch their loads. Just show them one titty, pretty. Paganism you should worship, they Teflon dicks. Pacific Northwest, let them see one breast. Shifty ass, stay spooky, poor man's digress. Bugsy, HMT, horror movie talk. Hold on, they don't like Halloween. Fuck them.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.